The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
All right, let's start this hour with our quote of the week. And you can apply this one to fitness, which we're going to talk about in this hour of the program with the queen of fitness, Elaine LaLanne. Here's the quote. Don't be upset about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't do. Love that one. No pain, no gain, in other words. Welcome to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's hour number two of the big show, and it's David Snow on your radio, the Snowman. I am your happy, humble health stylist host here to keep you cool and healthy, and we appreciate you making us part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, Elaine LaLanne is going to be on, along with Gilad, the host of America's number one television fitness show, Bodies in Motion. And then following them, we'll have Hugh Woodward, the hormone expert that we have here on Dr. Health Radio from time to time, talking about things you can do to stay younger and more vital and have more energy. So it's a lot of information, a lot of entertainment in this hour of the program. Of course, all of our regular features, including Dick Allgaier's health report a little later. In fact, we're going to hear from him live before his report in just a few minutes, as we do every year at this time for our anniversary edition of the program. Oh, here's something having to do with fitness. Do you feel sexy in your jeans? Well, you know, a lot of you spend a fortune on jeans. I can't, you know, when I go in the clothing stores, I can't imagine or I can't believe how much they charge for jeans. $100, $200, $300? But how do they fit? Well, one move is going to lift and shape you in all the right places, and that is squats. That's the tried and true butt and thigh toner. Excuse me, tongue twister there. But studies show that adjustments to the squats you may be doing, and make sure you do real squats, not diddly squats, okay? But if you have a wider stance or greater range of motion, in other words, a deeper squat, that'll activate up to twice as many muscle fibers for faster firming. So a little tip there for you, fitness tip. And if you add jumps, which is the plyometrics, that wakes up the muscle fibers and it'll crank up your metabolism as well. And here on Dr. Health Radio, we always help you to firm, lift, and separate the fitness facts from the fitness fibs. So there's some fitness facts for you. All right, do we have Dick on the line? Okay, Dick Allgaier is, usually you hear him on a pre-recorded two-minute report later in the program, but now we have him live, and I guess it's because I've been on 28 years, and he's been on almost as long as our show has been in existence, I think well over 20 years, and we'd like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dick. How the health are you?
Hi, David. I'm good. Congratulations. 28 years, huh? Wow.
28. You know, and it seems like just, I'll take the words out of your mouth. It seems like a few months ago we were doing our 27th anniversary show, which is
yeah,
what
they just keep.
It's amazing. The time goes by so quickly, and so anyway, tell us. You are working with a doctor, Dr. McCaffrey, and there's a little known area of medicine that needs addressing, and it's an area that really has the consumers at a handicap. Tell us about that.
Well, I suffered a work injury in 2012. I had a brain injury, and I was thrust into the workers' comp system. And if there's anyone listening today that has a work-related injury and you're in the workers' comp system, you need to go to a website called HIWA, Hawaii Injured Workers System. Even if you're not in Hawaii, they have good information about what happens to injured workers. And it's a real labyrinth, the system. And what I found was, you know, David, most people have their impression of workers' comp problems is maybe some construction worker who hurts his back a little bit and then milks it and, oh, my back hurts, I can't work, and they get money and they're out playing golf and doing other things.
Right.
And what I found was that it's more the insurance companies hiring questionable doctors to do what's called independent medical evaluations. And I'm associated, because of what I went through, a nonprofit group called the Hawaii Injured Workers Association, and we help injured workers, and we lobby on behalf of injured workers.
Oh,
and the president of the group is Dr. Scott McCaffrey, who's a medical doctor and does work related injury stuff. Great guy. And there's a conference coming up in Hawaii at the Kroc Center on September 15th. So if anybody that's listening has any workers' comp or work injuries, if you've been injured on the job, go to the website, HIWA, HIWA, Hawaii Injured Workers Association. You can find out about the free seminar.
Now, is this a national organization, or does each state have their own organization? Because we have our Northern California listeners listening to this hour of the program, and they might be wondering if there's something in California that they can access to get aid on that.
I'm sure there probably is. I would have to look that up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, great.
This one is specific to Hawaii, but it's an issue that, you know, transcends every state.
Oh yeah,
there are
absolutely
a lot of injured workers, and workers' comp is the systems are really kind of rigged for the insurance companies, is what I've found.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get good doctors and good attorneys and get good advice, you need it if you've been injured. You know, no one, David, thinks they're going to get injured on the job. You just think, oh, it'll never happen to me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I never thought it. Even though I had a dangerous job, you know, I was crash landing on aircraft carriers and going to accidents and, you know, rushing into brush fires and doing all kinds of crazy
you, you covered
things,
presidential events. I mean, I remember when Obama came here to Hawaii, you covered, that was just a few years ago, not too many years ago, that you were the main reporter for that. And
several times. And President Bush and Clinton, and I even Reagan. That's how old I am.
Well, we're glad to have you on as our veteran health report producer, Dick. And speaking of that, what's today's report on? I understand you have one. There's a story on
life expectancy is life expectancy going down.
Okay.
Some rather startling interactions they've discovered when they give children prescription medicines, life-threatening interactions that have been found.
Wow.
And then bad news for drinkers.
Oh, that's right, alcohol. Yeah,
the limit of what you should drink is actually I when I did the report, I said, oh, come on, that can't be true.
No, it always was. You know, I've contended that ever since the beginning of this show 28 years ago. I mean, when you look at there's no doubt that there are benefits to alcohol, but the drawbacks far outweigh the benefits. I mean, when you really look at the big picture, and I think this is what the report finally found. Yeah.
I found all the benefits of red wine in an easy-to-take supplement. It's a very easy encapsulated thing. It's called a grape.
Well, I do recommend, even though I'm against alcohol, I recommend four kinds of wine. Did I ever tell you this? The four kinds of wine I recommend?
No.
Wine in capsules, otherwise known as, you mentioned, grapes. de-alcoholized wine if you like the taste of wine. You know, it's kind of like decaffeinated coffee. There's the coffee taste without the caffeine. Well, same with wine. And then there's unfermented wine. Have you ever had unfermented wine, Dick? That's also known as grape juice.
Oh, yeah.
And then fermented wine, maybe I'll stump you on this one as well. You may have put that on your salad sometime this week. Fermented wine, it's vinegar.
So,
so those are the four wines that I recommend anyway. All right. Well, thanks for a great report. We look forward to that later this hour. And we always look forward to your reports every week. And you've been doing these reports for me every week for 20 plus years. So I just want, my hat's off to you for doing that.
Yeah, well, congratulations on your show. Luckily, the technology has changed. You know, back in the day, I'd cut these at the...
That's right. I used to have to pick them up at KITV every week.
On a cart, and you'd have to come physically pick them up. And then you'd drop off new tapes and erase them. And now it's all just done electronically. Technology has made it a lot easier.
Yeah, and I have an anti-tech tip of the week. Even though technology, we want to embrace it, we just don't want to get seduced by it and addicted to it. So that's going to be a new feature of the show starting today from now on. And also hair today, that's a new feature as well. So you don't have to worry about that, Dick. You have lots of hair. So anyway.
My hair is staying in. It's just turning gray.
Well, hey, as I always say, it's better to have a gray hair day than a no hair day. And I'll leave it at that.
Yep.
All right. Okay. I'll let you go, Dick. Thanks so much.
Okay. Congratulations again, Dave. Nice to talk with you.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. All right. There goes Dick Allgaier, our producer of the Health Report, which is coming up in about half an hour or so. All right. Speaking of hair today, let's talk about hair today. If your stylist pulls out that razor to debulk your thick hair, if you happen to be lucky to have thick hair, especially you women, beware, because this technique removes the outer protective surface of the hair shaft, which makes it more vulnerable to dryness and breakage. So a better technique is the scissor cut method, which points the scissors up to cut into the hair, or using texturizing shears. That's a much better way. I remember my hairstylist a couple decades ago had this razor, and he'd do that. But and I did remember that it would kind of cause frizzy and frayed hair. So that's something good to know. All right, let's go to the fitness file. Let's see. Boy, if this isn't reason enough to get into exercise rehab after a heart attack, I don't know what is. You have a 150% increase in blood vessel function of heart attack survivors who exercised for 4 weeks after their heart attack. So that is quite dramatic. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? We're going to talk about hormones in the second half of the hour, but this is interesting. A chemical that may be lurking in your toothbrush. Actually, I'll save that for a little later in the program. Okay, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. And I don't know if you saw this article about animal crackers. They break out of their cages. After more than a century behind bars, so to speak, the beasts on the boxes of animal crackers are roaming free. Nabisco has redesigned the packaging of its Barnum Animals crackers, Animals crackers, after relenting to pressure from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Believe it or not, PETA, that organization, wrote a letter to Nabisco calling for a redesign because it showed the animals in cages. They're cookies. They're not real animals. You know, I mean, they're cartoony pictures on the box, for goodness sake. I can't believe this. But instead of showing animals in cages now, the new boxes feature a zebra, elephant, lion, giraffe, and gorilla wandering side by side in a grassland. So now you got free-range chickens or cookies to go with your free-range eggs and chicken and beef and other real animal foods. So I got a question, though. Can vegetarians eat animal crackers? I don't know. Are you still vegetarian if you eat an animal cracker? All right. Okay, coming up, we'll have our fitness celebrity guests, but a few other funnies for you, and then we'll get on to talking about testosterone and hormones to keep you young in the second half of the hour with our hormone expert, Hugh Woodward. All right, let's see. Oh, your parents will appreciate this one. An ad for things for sale. It says, teenager for sale. Comes equipped with rolling eyes, deep sighs, and sarcastic comments. Plays video games and texts 200 words a minute. No reasonable offer will be refused. All right, and for this unreasonable sale item, I hope no offer will be refused. Okay, and a couple other funnies for you. If you ever need to, let's see, if you ever need to have a plant killed, I'm the person for that job. There's a T-shirt that I saw. Does running out of pizza count as cardio? And the only exercise I've done this month is running out of money. All right. And finally, oh, here's one I really like. I've used just once. I'd like to read a medication label that says, warning, may cause permanent weight loss, reduced wrinkles, and increased energy. Yeah, I like those side effects, that's for sure. All right, when we come back from this brief break, we'll have Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion and also Elaine, the queen of fitness in America, the other half of Jack LaLanne, who was the godfather of fitness in America. They brought fitness to everyone's consciousness and to the forefront. At one time, Jack LaLanne had over 100 Jack LaLanne European health spas, long before 24-hour fitness and all the other fitness chains. It was the Jack LaLanne chain of fitness clubs. And then he also had the longest running fitness TV show in broadcasting, 34 years and counting. And Gilad is catching up, or he may have already surpassed Jack. But we'll talk to both superstars right after this as we continue here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
We can do anything. We're smart and strong. The last thing we need is something to slow us down. So here's something everyone should know. UV rays from the sun can hurt your skin. Even a few serious sunburns can increase your chances of getting skin cancer. So choose your cover. Use sunscreen with at least SPF 15 with UVA and UVB protection. Cover up with clothing or find some shade. As long as we protect our skin from the sun, we can keep reaching for the stars.
Brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to the 28th anniversary show of Dr. Health Radio. It's radio's original health news magazine. Now back to David Snow on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
That it is. Physical. All right, we hope you're getting physical this weekend. Here to help us get physical and stay physical, and be aware of how physically fit it is, or how important to health it is, as far as our fitness goes. Our level of fitness is an exact determinant of our level of health, is Elaine LaLanne. She's the queen of fitness in America, original queen of fitness, long before Jane Fonda and Denise Austin and all the other female figures out there in fitness land. But Elaine was the first, and she's my next guest, who is going to give you a dose of inspiration when it comes to perspiration. In other words, she'll...
That sounds like a Jack LaLanne line.
Oh, she'll inspire you to perspire. And she, along with her husband, Jack LaLanne, inspired our nation for decades to get fit and stay that way by having their first television fitness show back in the 1950s. And we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Elaine. How the health are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you and to everyone.
You still seem filled with glee at 93. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems
I'm filled with glee on the way to 93.
Oh, that's right. You're 92. I'm sorry. I'm making you older than you are.
But I'm on the way to 90. I'm more 93 than I am 92.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. It's kind of the midpoint. How many push-ups have you done today? Tell the truth.
Well, I can, I'm not like I used to be. I used to be able to do 50 perfect push-ups. Then I hurt my shoulder years ago, but then I can eke out probably 10.
And folks, this is not the girl push-ups. This is the real.
No, this is the full body.
The full body push-ups,
as in
right, as in doing a plank. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you do planks too?
I have a pretty good core.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. Now, what's new in the field of fitness for you, other than you're doing personally?
Well, I'm teamed up with a fellow by the name of Jamie Brinkus. He came out with the 8-minute abs and the 8-minute workouts in the 1998 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
He's done the proportion plates, and he's the ambassador for Evergreen Fitness, Evergreen Wellness in the. And he wanted to do a book with me, and he's 57, and he wanted to do putting the book boom back in the boomers. You know, the boomers.
That's the title of the book.
Yeah. Well, the title is this is a Jacqueline. I got this from him. If you want to live, move. And then the subtitle is putting the boom back in boomers.
Oh, okay.
And so I teamed up with him, and I thought that we need to. All these articles that have been written about the boomers today, from fit to flabby, and so we're finishing up a book called that. If you want to live, move, putting the boom back in boomers.
You know, the problem is, Elaine, that a lot of the boomers are busters. their fitness level is it's in a bust situation. And
well, that's why we're. And we're not saying in the book that you have to be perfect.
Right.
You don't have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first met Jack, he said, "If you do everything in moderation, you're good."
Uh-huh.
You know, and so that's one of the things. And if you goof off once in a while, you goof off once in a while.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so it's and. It, When Jack told me, it's not what you do some of the time that counts, it's what you do most of the time that counts.
That's right.
So this is very important. And a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm too old to go on that fitness routine. Well, can you spend 8 minutes a day, 8 minutes just to do some exercises? And we want to do exercises for the whole, in the entire body. It's going to be simple and easy to accomplish.
Yeah, but you know, Elaine, let me take issue with you right now, because I'm 2 days into my new fitness regimen, and I'm still not buffed and toned and chiseled. I mean, what's going on?
You're not
going
to be...
2 days! Come on, it's been 2 days already.
You don't do something overnight, you know.
That's what I'm getting at. I'm being facetious.
If you're going to climb a ladder, are you going to start at the bottom and then jump to the top? You can't do that.
Oh, good analogy.
Take one rung at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to, what you accomplish today is what you eat today, and what you exercise today is walking and talking tomorrow.
That's for sure. Yeah, yeah. Patricia Bragg used to say that.
If you don't do anything today, you're not. You know, there's a lot been written. I've written some stuff about probiotics in the book too.
Uh huh.
And have you been talking about microbiome?
Oh, big time. Yeah, the microbiome. Sure.
Mm-hmm. The microbiome, and you know that. In other words, and all your listeners will know about. In your gut, you have a separate group of cells other than the trillion cells that inhabit your body.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that's called microbiome. And that has a lot to do with how you act, how you feel. And studies indicate that sedentary people have different microbes than active people.
Precisely.
And past research indicates that an unhealthy gut can have a significant impact on the way you think, feel, and act.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, studies have shown that a sedentary and healthy gut has been instrumental in the occurrence of obesity, depression, bone density, and it goes on and on and
on. Oh, I know. No, I've been doing, this is the 28th anniversary of the show. I've been doing it almost 30 years. And the one thing, other than genetics and genetic testing and genome research and all you know, that whole field of medicine. I think the other big discovery over the time that I've been doing this show is the microbiome. I mean, when in the next 30 years, it's going to explode in our awareness and our right. our ability to treat disease and prevent disease as well. So, yeah, no,
right.
you're right
those
on.
Studies, no, those studies revealed that people who exercised and followed a healthy diet mm-hmm. prevented inflammation and bolstered their immune system.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you've got two paths to choose from, a sedentary one or one that's wearing out. And so you can continually be renewed. It just stands to reason that these cells, that if you eat healthy and you exercise, these cells are going to get better. But if you don't, they're not going to get better.
That's for sure.
They're going to go downhill.
Now, Maria Shriver recently asked you about your so-called ARC of life, ARC. Tell us what that acronym stands for and why it's important.
My ARC of life is the A is for the A.
Isn't that
A
attitude?
Attitude.
Okay.
The R is for resistance. Resistance in the food that you eat. In other words, you want to resist the unhealthy food.
Oh, I see. Okay,
right?
I thought. Okay.
And you want to, and resistance. There's two things in resistance, and resistance is the key to getting your muscles in shape. In other words,
yes, right.
Is the key to exercise. That's what resistance is. What builds up those muscles.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
And the C is for, and I told you what.
Consistency.
What is
consistency.
Consistency.
Right.
Consistency is consistent in what you eat, and being, and consistent in your exercise.
And it goes back to what Jack said. You know, it's what you do most of the time that counts, and being consistent.
That's right.
And it's better to be consistently inconsistent than inconsistently inconsistent, I guess, or something like
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
She asked me those questions, and she wrote something on her Sunday paper. And if you haven't gone into her Sunday paper, it's a really wonderful.
What's Maria Shriver's website? Do you know?
It's just MariaShriver.com.
Okay, all right, okay. And that was a recent interview.
That was last May.
Okay.
But if you want to know more about when the book will be out, it'll be probably out this fall. And check at jackalane.com, and I certainly will be promoting it.
We were supposed to have Gilad on with you, but he's in Israel, and we couldn't make the phone connection happen. So we'll have him on at a later date. But we usually have the two of you on together for our anniversary show. But thank you so much for doing what you do, and a lot of information at jackalane.com, right? Can people also see some of your excerpts of the older TV shows from the 50s, 60s, and 70s?
You can go on YouTube and you can check out Elaine LaLanne, and just go onto the internet and pull up Elaine LaLanne. There's interviews that I've done recently.
Oh, okay, we have Gilad on. Oh, great. Oh.
Gilad.
We got you on. Hey, you know, you're fashionably late. We only have 1 minute left in this segment. Hey.
I'm trying to call, but I didn't get through.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the effort. I know you're in Tel Aviv, Israel, so thanks for being there, Gilad. Now, you are the undisputed king of television fitness programs now with your Bodies in Motion TV show. Now, that's still on, and it's on in reruns and on different channels, depending on where people are viewing. But tell us about your DVDs and how people can get those.
Well, always go to my website, gilad.tv. By the way, you have Elaine with you?
We do, yes.
Gilad, yes, I miss you, and I have to talk to you.
Well, not here, because we only have one minute left. All right. So, Gilad, what are you doing these days for fitness? Are you producing any new DVDs? I know you have 25 or 30 of them already.
Well, actually, we have 50.
Oh, I'm sorry.
50 DVDs.
Yeah, 50, yes. Have I been interviewing you that long? I remember when it was only 25 or 30. Okay.
Yes. So, listen, I apologize that we weren't able to connect, but I wanted to wish you a happy anniversary. Right?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Gilad. 28 years, yes. And you've been on for a couple of decades of those 28 years. I think it's going on 20 years that you've been on the show every year. So we always have Elaine. By the way, if for your new listeners out there in Radio Land, we always have Elaine LaLanne on and Gilad on as our first show of the year, usually for New Year's fitness resolutions. So that's the next time you both will be scheduled to be on the program. So we always love when you give us fitness tips for people to get motivated to get fit for the new year. So now, you know, I think now, Gilad, you have one of your DVDs is The Lord of the Abs, for abdominals.
Right.
But I think there should be, as far as automobiles, there's the ABS light on your dashboard that stands for anti-lock braking system, which is the acronym for, ABS, or ABS is the acronym for that. But there should be another abs warning light reminding you to work your abs, maybe car seat crunches or leg lifts off the gas and brake pedals. I don't know, doing some exercise for your abs while you're driving, tighten them up or something. I don't know, just a suggestion, but... anyway, what is – okay, so Gilad.tv is your website. And Elaine, it's JackLaLanne.com for your website?
That's right, JackLaLanne.com, right? And you can go on YouTube and check out a lot of stuff up there.
Great.
And under Elaine.
Elaine, you sound great.
I'm doing great. And on Instagram and on Facebook. Go on Facebook and check me out. Go on Instagram, check me out.
You're a spark plug, Elaine. At 92, you're just an amazing person.
Elaine is she's like a millennial. She knows way more than you and I.
That's for sure. And she acts a lot younger and feels a lot younger and looks a lot younger than her years. That's for sure. People half her age. So keep it up, both of you. Thank you so much for being there. And thanks. Stay fit, and we'll talk to you next year.
Yeah, call me, Gilad.
Okay.
Okay. Aloha.
All right. Aloha to you. Thank you so much. There goes Gilad from Tel Aviv, Israel, and Elaine LaLanne from Morro Bay, California. All right. When we come back from this brief break, we'll have information on hormones, how hormones can keep you young, specifically pro-hormones. Without having to actually take hormones, you can... you have to know about some substances that you can use to be young and vital and have more energy and help your body produce its own hormones, youth hormones, that is. And we have the history of testosterone development right after this when we continue here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
At 63, this year's Sports Illustrated cover model Christie Brinkley looks as beautiful, youthful, and healthy as ever. Her secret? Regain lost collagen. Add new collagen. Protect her existing collagen. Christie knows that after the age of 21, our natural collagen production slows by 1% per year. By age 30, the signs become visible. That's why her number one beauty supplement is Biosil Hair, Skin, Nails, the clinically proven advanced collagen generator and protector. Unlike the collagen pills and powders that your body breaks down and simply uses as a food source, Biosil from Natural Factors activates your body's own collagen-generating enzymes. In fact, clinical trials prove that Biosil reduces fine lines and wrinkles by 30%, increases skin elasticity by 89%, thickens and strengthens hair by 13%, and dramatically strengthens nails. So when you want to look beautiful, youthful, and healthy like Christie, choose Biosil, the clinically proven advanced collagen generator. To learn more, visit BiosilUSA.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Snow,
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 snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Thanks for staying with us here on our anniversary show. All right, we're in the process of getting Hugh Woodward on the line, but in the meantime, let's talk about the history of testosterone development. This is interesting. In 1889, Charles Edward Brown Sicard, founder of a branch of medicine we know as endocrinology, concocted a rejuvenating therapy for body and mind with the use of extracts from testicles, hence the name testosterone. He reported increased vigor and mental capacity after injecting himself with fluid he drew from the genital glands of different animals. And then Arnold Berthold, a French physiologist, had conducted earlier tests or the earliest test on testosterone in animal experiments 40 years prior to that. In his experiment, he took four roosters, removed the testicles of two of them, and transplanted them into the abdominal cavity of the other two. Well, what happened? The two castrated roosters, the capons, grew fat and lazy, and their comb turned a pink color and stopped growing. The pair with extra testicles continued to behave normally. And the red comb of the roosters acts as a secondary male sexual organ. The color and size, I'll get to this. Let's see, the size indicates degrees of superiority in the roost. Now, the potency of early testosterone products developed in the late 1800s was originally tested in roosters. The redder the combs grew, the higher the potency of the testosterone preparation. Now, this simple test inspired continued research that proved that testosterone is the primary male sex hormone in all animal species, including man. The active ingredient in the testicles of bulls was discovered and analyzed in 1927, and the component was able to promote the growth of secondary sexual organs such as underarm hair. In those days, the only way scientists could tell if a substance caused sexual growth or activity was to, get this, inject it into castrated roosters and observe the comb. As I mentioned, the comb in the roosters that were castrated was a pale pink, and then the ones that had the double amount turned a bright red. Well, 2 years later, DHEA extracted from men's urine was found to demonstrate a similar activity. Following these discoveries, scientists were able to isolate a pure substance responsible for sexual growth in 1931. And let's see, I'll just read a few more paragraphs. Do we have our guest on the line? Oh, okay. Let's see. A German scientist won the Nobel Prize in 1935 for his work on isolating the first testosterone molecule. Within 4 years, another scientist discovered that testosterone had a beneficial effect in diabetes and could also be used to improve the blood supply to the legs and the heart. By 1945, just a few more lines, folks. By 1945, testosterone was being used as a treatment for pain in the heart, or otherwise known as angina. 6 years later, it was discovered that testosterone could increase lean muscle mass by promoting protein synthesis. And athletes started using testosterone, of course, widespread in the 1960s. Okay, having said that, I was just stalling until we could get our guest on the line, but that's good information to know about because it's kind of it lays the groundwork and the foundation for what we're going to be talking about with our resident guest expert, Hugh Woodward, on hormones, and we'd like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Hugh. How the health are you?
Hi, Dave. It's great to be here.
Thank you for being there. Now, you know, and thanks, by the way, for your concern recently when you asked me about how Hurricane Lane affected us here in Hawaii. All I can say is the rain from Lane fell all over the plain. But we're all good now. We're all dried out. So
well, I'm glad to hear that.
Let's
you
talk.
Guys stayed safe. That's important.
Let's talk about things that prevent skin from drying out, and that is hormones. And I know that September, because September is Healthy Aging Month, that's why we're having you on, talking about how hormones can affect our aging and help to slow down the aging process and help us feel more young and vital. Tell us, you know, I don't know, were you able to hear some of my information on testosterone?
I was.
Okay.
That was interesting stuff. It is old.
Well, yeah, it was a history.
Technology.
Yeah,
that's interesting history.
Yeah.
As an addition to that, Dr. Butenandt, a German physician, identified DHEA in 1931. So, and he then went on to win the Nobel Prize in that year. But the whole awareness that men and women have had of their hormones really took shape in this century, in this past, in the 21st century. Really, we learned that we could actually control and help our hormone health and maintenance through the coming years, through the 80s, 90s years, into the 2000s.
Now, we should say, Hugh, let me just interject here. We should say that your father is a doctor who has been, over the last several decades, been using hormones in his practice and perfecting the use of pro-hormones, right, since the 80s and 90s?
Well, bioidentical hormones especially. Hormones were supplemented and still actually continue to be to this day with some synthetic hormones.
Right.
And those have come under scrutiny for potentially causing or leading to cancer in greater amounts than bioidentical hormones. And so it's important to differentiate between hormones that are synthesized from either pork or beef origin versus human.
Okay. Now, the ones that when people get hormone replacement therapy, testosterone replacement therapy, is that usually the bioidentical or the synthetic?
It should be. You need to, as a patient, always ask that your hormone supplementation or hormone supplements be bioidentical. It's very important.
Okay. All right. Otherwise, it could be rife with side effects, or you mentioned cancer as being a possible hazard of taking hormones that are the synthetic variety.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know your father, who's a medical physician, developed a DHEA cream, a transdermal cream, so you don't have to inject it. And it's not a hormone cream. It's a DHEA, we should say, is a pro-hormone. Tell us exactly what DHEA does in relation to what testosterone does.
Well, DHEA is short for dehydroepiandrosterone, a long word for a naturally occurring pro-hormone, the most abundant pro-hormone in human beings. And it serves as a precursor to some 50 different hormones. All of the estrogens and androgens use it as a precursor or pro-hormone. And if we supplement something, putting DHEA back is a very safe alternative because it allows the body to make what it needs to with it. So as my father said, use Twist 25 DHEA cream, make your own hormones. And then that way, the testicles or ovaries can produce what they need to from the pro-hormone, and thus help, as we get older, to keep those levels in a healthier place. Testosterone is just one of many hormones that are smaller, more specific carbon chain molecules to DHEA.
Okay. Now, some people, sometimes men especially, and women as well, but more so in the male population, they sometimes do need a prescription of testosterone if they have a deficiency or so-called low T, right?
Yeah. DHEA is a good starting place. Twist 25 DHEA cream is something that people 30, 35 and up should use daily. And
that young, is that when the testosterone, DHEA levels go down naturally in our body?
Yeah. Starting from age 25 on, we make 2% less per year. So by age 35, we're making 20% less than we did when we were in our prime. And then that continues. As we get older, men and women alike, And so usually by age 40, people really start to notice these symptoms of menopause in women, where they're getting hot flashes and they can't stay focused and don't sleep well at night, lose sex drive. That happens as well in men. Men begin to gain weight, have less energy, don't sleep as well at night, don't have the sex drive they used to. And it's all hormone driven. So replacing that, supplementing that, and maintaining your DHEA levels staves off a lot of these symptoms. And then you may still need to add prescription testosterone.
Right, yeah.
Supplementation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not against, or you're not against, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't, one doesn't necessarily contradict the other, or it doesn't exclude the, replace
doesn't
the other one.
Exclude the other, okay. No.
Now, if somebody is on testosterone replacement therapy, are there going to be any additional benefits to using Twist 25 DHEA cream?
Absolutely. Namely, that the testicles don't shrink. When we start to supplement testosterone, the problem is that we make less of our own, as for men. And so it's very important to use Twist 25 DHEA cream because it gives the testicles something to produce or metabolize into testosterone.
But if they're already taking testosterone, I don't understand that. I mean, aren't you going to get too much testosterone? Or
no, the body regulates its production based on what's there. So if you have testosterone in the system, whether it's from supplementation or production, the person's own production.
Right.
When you've got enough, the testicles shut down. And so what they don't tell you in those commercials you see on TV is that once you begin supplementing testosterone, you have to continue to do that because the testicles stop producing their own.
Right.
And that's very, very important. They should tell you that right off on the commercials you see, and the doctor, when you ask them for it, should be very clear with you on that.
Okay.
But using Twist 25 DHEA cream, you're giving the body back the pro-hormone, mm-hmm. the hormone precursor, and so that way it gives the testicles something to process.
Okay.
And,
now, Now, what about with women that don't have testicles, obviously, and so how is it going to affect them if they're on, say, hormone replacement therapy and then choose to use the Twist 25 transdermal cream?
They may need less. They may not need as much of the estrogen metabolite. Some of them, there's E2, E3, estradiol, estrone, estriol.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to give the raw materials to the body of making its own hormones, the DHEA cream.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's right.
And how can people get this DHEA Twist 25 cream, the bioidentical cream?
Well, you can go to the website online at twist25.com or dheacream.com. There's also a lot of great information available on the blog at blog.twist25.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-489-4782. That's the same as if you're driving, don't have a wreck trying to write the number down. It's the number 4 and then Twist 25. Just spell that out on your phone.
Oh, okay.
888, the number 4, and Twist 25. That way you can always get a hold of us.
Okay, can you stay with us one more segment, Hugh? I have many more questions for you about hormones and staying young and testosterone and many other points regarding our discussion.
Absolutely.
All right, stay tuned now for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. And then when we come back, I have information, important information, if you brush your teeth, which hopefully all of you do, but a chemical may be lurking in your toothbrush that is affecting your hormone level. You need to know this information. We'll have it for you right after this as we continue here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Life expectancy is a measure of the health and well-being of a population. But British Medical Journal researchers looked at 18 high-income countries and found most countries experienced declines in life expectancy in 2015. This is the first time in recent decades that they have seen such declines in so-called well-to-do countries. Some children and teenagers who are prescribed multiple medications are at risk of drug interactions that could literally stop their heart, according to a report in the journal Pediatrics. Most of the interactions involved heart arrhythmias. Teenage girls were most at risk, usually a result of combining long-term antidepressants and shorter-term medications like non-opioid pain relievers, antibiotics, or anti-nausea drugs. Even an occasional glass of wine or a beer increases the risk of health problems, according to a major study on drinking in 195 nations. Wow. Listen to this. Max Griswold, a researcher at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, he said, "There is no safe level of alcohol. The protective effect of alcohol was offset by the risks." This was published in the medical journal The Lancet. Oh boy, I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow on your radio. Thanks for staying with us here on our hormone segment of the program. Hey, next week at this time, Dr. Mahmoud Rashidi talks about mind medicine, how using your mind can keep you well. And that will also be, that'll be in the second hour of the program. And then, of course, all of our regular features as well. Okay, chemicals that may be lurking in your toothbrush. The anti-compound triclosan, which, as you know, has been banned from soaps, but it's still found in antibacterial toothpastes. In fact, a University of Massachusetts researcher, they report that chemicals, or this particular chemical, has been linked to hormone imbalances, and that accumulates in your toothbrush. In fact, they did a study on, cut to the chase here. Brushes harbored up to 12 times the amount of triclosan a person would come into contact with while brushing, and it stayed in the bristles for weeks. So if you have been using an antibacterial toothpaste, stop, change toothpaste, and change your toothbrush because it's accumulated in the bristles of the brush. Okay, back to our guest, Hugh Woodward, talking about hormones and staying young and vital using pro-hormones. Now, Hugh, let's talk about this DHEA Twist 25 cream. Now, obviously, your father who developed it, he tried it or used it or prescribed it to hundreds and hundreds of his patients over the last decades. Tell us some of the results that people have gotten, the patients from him that have gotten results, and what kind of results did they get?
Well, people will use it. They need to apply the cream for about 3 weeks to really start to feel the effects. But people notice that their sleep is better, their focus is better. Most women describe it as a sense of well-being that they regain.
Mm-hmm.
A sense of well-being, focus, sex drive comes back. They're feeling leaner, fitter, a sense of being cut, I guess is a good way to put it, for men.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of men first notice is deep sleep returns. As a result, energy levels are better in the day. And again, that sense of, oh, I feel right. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel focused. That's really recurring throughout. And that's because our hormones drive so many of our day-to-day activities and functions.
The world runs on hormones, for goodness sake.
That's it. I mean, they're the drivers.
That's why we're here. You know, sex is why we're here. 35 and older is what you said, people. That's the age range that people should use this product. And what's the average age? Have you done a study or surveys of your customers and found, you know, the average age of, say, a male customer versus a female customer and what those are?
We're finding that it's younger and younger. Huh. We used to think that this was going to be something that older people would want to look toward to regain their youthful vitality. Instead, what we're noticing is that people 30, 35, 40 are using Twist 25 cream, and that's actually better because what you want to do is maintain healthy hormones rather than losing them. And, you know, as a basket case, then trying to regain your hormones.
So preventative medicine, in other words, right?
Yep. A whole lot better than trying to fix a broken system mm-hmm. once it's bad. So as you teach on your show, it's a whole lot better to maintain your health with, you know, good healthy diet and exercise.
Than trying to regain it when you lost it already. Yeah, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Hugh, sorry to cut you short. We only have a minute or less left. Give us that website one more time or that phone number as well as the website.
Go to twist25.com or 888-489-4782 and give them the coupon code DAVE and you'll get an extra 10% off on the Twist 25 cream you order.
All right.
So
thank you.
It's a really good savings deal for your listeners.
All right. Thank you so much, Hugh. And we look forward to hearing from you next year, if not before. And keep us apprised of any new information on hormones, any new research that comes out that your father is undertaking or that you come across in your research and development. Thanks so much. And that's, again, 888-489-4782 or just twist25.com. Well, here we go with another edition, but we'll be back next week with more information for your good health for another edition of the program. Until then, thanks for joining us. I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.